This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. And Matt, it is a beautiful Friday here in Pittsburgh. The rain has finally stopped. And well, it's good enough time as any to go ahead and look at Todd McShay's 2024 two-way too early mock draft, where he rolls through all of his picks from that he believes will be top picks a year from now. And that's really how he ranks these guys. He's not kind of setting up where he thinks guys are going to go in terms of team.
Team needs and stuff.
He's looking at where he feels who he believes the best guys are in the draft.
Right. And to his credit, this is an awful assignment. It seems like it's getting more and more popular around the net, where you're seeing a handful of mock drafts way too early at all the sites. I think Dane did one. I'm pretty sure that CBS did one. So I find it interesting just to see the names, and so I'm kind of exposed to them. But Todd hates doing it. It's, you know, they always hold his feet to the fire and, you know, give him a hard time that your first mock, you had this guy going here and he went in the fourth round. Like, well, yeah, I didn't do that much homework on the guy yet. You know, I'm just kind of casually scouting him. And the other thing he does is I think that the draft order isn't his guess who's going to win the Super Bowl and pick first overall. It's just where the win-loss totals are at right now in Vegas.
Yeah. So, in fact, I'm not even going to list off the teams that he –
okay.
He has Caleb Williams, a quarterback from USC, number one.
Okay.
I think real quick, what I think
is interesting is if just based off win totals, Arizona would have the first two picks next year, you know, which is crazy.
Right.
You know.
In which case, I would expect them to strongly consider taking Caleb Williams.
Oh, if they earned a top two pick, whether Kyler plays a down or not, you take the quarterback. I mean, dump Murray for whatever you can, get him off the books. Plus, he's far from a perfect player. And you take the next phenom, hopefully. And everyone thinks Williams is the next phenom.
Yeah. At two, Marvin Harrison Jr., the wide receiver from Ohio State.
And you have him throw to Marvin Harrison Jr.
There you go.
You know, that's not a bad start.
At three is Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina.
And I firmly believe this, that if May or Williams comes out in this draft, they are the first pick overall, well over any of these quarterbacks. He's also a fantastic prospect.
Yeah, very good. At four is Dallas Turner, the outside linebacker from Alabama.
Yeah, and they churn him out like crazy. I mean, this is why Drew Sanders transferred to Arkansas. I mean, Will Anderson and Dallas Turner were an elite pairing, and you know, not surprising, Bama guy. Yeah, not to ruin things, but there's a lot of big school guys on here, Ohio State.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as usual, and they're also more visible to a guy like Todd right now.
At five is Kool-Aid McKistry, the cornerback from Alabama.
I just know he has an awesome name, and he's from Bama, so he's probably good. I wonder if that's on his birth certificate.
Kool-Aid? I don't think it is, but I could be wrong. Let me see what they list it as here. Now they list it as Kool-Aid McKistry.
Yeah, that's great. Maybe it's a name. We'll find out.
That would be, yeah, it can't be his real name. Can't be. I mean, I've seen him play, and he's good. And
you
notice a name, of course. But, yeah, I need to do more research into that.
Yeah, is that like Sauce Gardner type of thing? Or right?
Yeah. At six is Brock Bowers, a tight end out of Georgia, and he's the reason why Darnell Washington didn't catch a lot of passes at Georgia.
Very different than Washington. He's more of a move, smaller guy, but he's a dominant receiver and is projected to go very high.
Yeah. At seven is Jared Verse, the defensive end out of Florida State.
Shocked everyone that he went back to school. A lot of people thought he was going to be a top 10 pick this year, but going back to school is not as terrible as it used to be.
No, you can make some money doing that. And, maybe you're having some fun. At eight, JT Tuimoloau, the defensive end of Ohio State.
It looks like their front seven's just loaded in Ohio State's not, I'm going to say dominate the first round, but are going to have a lot of first round consideration guys led by, Harrison, really.
Nine is Olamuaya Fashanu, the offensive tackle from Penn State. I know I butchered that, but
yeah, close enough. We're just meeting these guys, but yeah. Actually, I watched quite a bit of him because I thought
he was coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. He is an extremely talented young man. And just watching last year's tape, a tackle like that doesn't last till nine.
10 is Braylon Trice, a defensive end from Washington.
Don't know much about him. I know Washington's got a decent team from what I understand.
11 is Rome Odunze. wide receiver from Washington. Another one, back-to-back Washingtons.
Yeah, Pinnix, their quarterback, a lot of people think could be in the mix for third quarterback off the board. And this is his favorite receiver, but I guess they have two. So it'll be an interesting passing game.
He's a big receiver. Yeah, 6'3".
Yeah, yeah.
At 12 is Joe Alt, the offensive tackle from Notre Dame.
I think he's a legacy. I think his dad was an early pick / line coach, you know, typical Notre Damer, you know. Real solid.
13 is Jerzon Newton, defensive tackle from Illinois. And that's one thing.
Must have been pretty decent.
Must have been really good, yeah. And we're seeing a lot of defensive tackles and offensive tackles here at the top. So.
I did hear some people saying that the defensive tackle group that has been very down the last couple of years looks like it's getting a nice spike with this class.
At 14 is Leonard Taylor, the defensive tackle from Miami, Florida.
Okay, and just another one of these big, talented interior defensive lineman type.
Yeah. 15 is Jack Sawyer, outside linebacker from Ohio State. So another Ohio State front seven guy.
Yeah, I think he's kind of the Herbig type where he can play off the ball and rush. I think he does a little bit of everything.
16 is Kalen King, cornerback out of Penn State.
And if you watch a lot of Penn State film, which I'm sure people did or did after the Porter drafting, King got peppered with targets or thrown at a lot because no one wanted to throw at Joey.
Yeah.
But he held up pretty well himself. So that was quite a pair last year.
Yeah, it was. And I might mention that Joey Porter Jr., the highest cornerback ever taken in a draft from Penn State. And So if Kalen King were the 16th best or 16th player taken, he would surpass that.
Okay. Interesting. It's a long history.
It's a long history. At 17 is Mason Smith, defensive tackle from LSU.
Again, another huge prototypical D tackle. Missed like the whole year, though, with a torn ACL. So he needs a rebound.
At 18 is Jatavion Sanders, tight end from Texas. So another tight end going up top.
Could we see multiple tight ends in the first round for two straight years? That doesn't happen very often.
Doesn't happen often. 19 is Michael Hall Jr., defensive tackle from Ohio State.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a pretty good front.
Must have a really good front, yeah.
Yeah.
20, your third quarterback is J.J. McCarthy, quarterback from Michigan.
Okay. I got a lot of buddies that went to Michigan and love this kid and think he's a legit dude. And I watched him a little. He doesn't have a ton of experience. But there's going to be four or five names for that third quarterback fighting for it from what it looks like, all with first-round consideration.
Yeah. 21 is Emeka Egbuka, the wide receiver from Ohio State. So two Ohio State wide receivers in the first round. Once again.
And maybe five in the first round over 3 years. The receiver from Ohio State. That's just insanity.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
22 is Xavier Worthy, wide receiver from Texas.
I don't know a lot about him, except he's very Devontae Smith looking. You know, long, very skinny, but I don't know a lot about him.
Yeah. 23 is Cooper DeJean, cornerback from Iowa.
They had a nice corner drafted last year, too. I mean, it's always a well-coached, solid program.
24 is Chop Robinson, defensive end from Penn State.
Another good name. I've looked at a lot of these way too early mocks, and he's been in every one. So looks like Penn State's got a chance to have three-ish first-round picks this year.
Yeah. 25 is Denzel Burke, cornerback from Ohio State. You get another Ohio State.
Defense, Ohio State. Well, no, not Harrison. You
get the one wide receiver, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Buckeyes get some defenses, yeah.
Yeah.
26 is J.C. Latham, offensive tackle from Alabama.
I've seen a little of him. He's a massive right tackle-ish, you know, big old Bama dude, you know, just mauls people like a bear.
27 is Kalen Bullock, safety from USC.
We haven't had one of these in a while where he's a tall free safety, you know, like him. He kind of looks like Hamilton, who the Ravens took, but he can handle that deep middle, which very few do, and very few from this pass class handle the deep middle, you know?
Yeah. 28, Kingsley Suamataya.
I know he's huge. I know he's a transfer.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's
offensive
older
tackle at BYU. So
yeah,
you can assume that maybe he is a little older.
Yeah.
29, Javon Bullard, cornerback from Georgia.
Not as many Georgia guys as has been the last 2 years. You would think eventually that defense gets picked apart a little bit.
Yeah. Who are the Eagles going to draft this year if not that guy? Right. Well, 30. They may draft this guy, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., inside linebacker from Clemson. They could, he would be their Joey Porter pick.
Yeah, nice call there. Yeah, and he's been on all the lists. Clemson guy, highly recruited. Dad was a really good player. I think he's got some size to him as well. So that'd be funny. I mean, to do the Joey Porter move and just draft your alumni kind of deal.
Yeah, but they don't draft linebackers in the first round. So
that's true. That probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah. 31 is Cooper Beebe, guard from Kansas State.
Old school, wide-bodied, huge human being guard, you know.
Yeah. And then 32 is Graham Barton, offensive tackle from Duke.
I've heard some calling him a guard. I don't know if he's an elite athlete. I'm just kind of guessing he's not a super recruit because he's at Duke and he's not, you know, a big, big school. But, you know, that's about all I know about
him. No, he's protecting one of the top quarterbacks in the draft. That'll get you noticed.
Duke has a good quarterback?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of North Carolina. Yeah, never mind. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Brain dead today. So you'll have to, you'll have to forgive me today there, Matt. But yeah, so that is Todd McShay's way too early look at the top 32. If you look back at his 2023 edition of this, it read like this: CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Anderson, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Jalen Carter, Anthony Richardson, Jordan Addison, Will Levis, Tyler Van Dyke. He went back to school. Eli Ricks did not get drafted. Paris Johnson Jr., Kaylee Ringo, Peter Skoronski, Brian Brisset, Noah Sewell, Miles Murphy, Michael Mayer, Derek Hall, Bijan Robinson, Clark Phillips, Kayshawn Boutte, Trenton Simpson, BJ Ojulari, Henry To'otu, Joey Porter Jr., Zion Nelson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Tony Grimes, Emil Ikor, Nolan Smith, Josh Downs, and Marvin Mims.
So there was like three, I think, that didn't come out. Four or five that went noticeably past the first round.
Yeah.
But all in all, that's a pretty good hit rate. Just getting the names in the right neighborhood. It's pretty good.
Yeah, he ended up with 14 players that ended up in the top in the first round, including three who were pegged in the top five. Well,
including Porter, who went 32.
Yeah, but if you're picking quarterbacks, well, that's where you kind of lose out, because you have Porter as in your top 32, but
there's only 31 picks.
There weren't 32 picks in the first round this year. So, but that was Todd McShay's way too early mock draft. And Matt, did you know that you can listen to Steelers Nation Radio anytime, anywhere through your smart speaker? Just say, Alexa, play Steelers Nation Radio from my heart, and Alexa will take care of the rest. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.